Hi, this is Matteo Bocelli, and you're watching Life Minute TV. Hi.
Hi, Matteo. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you. And you?
Oh, good. Thanks
Thank
for
you.
joining us.
No, thank you. It's a big pleasure for me.
So where are you calling in from?
I'm calling from Tuscany in Italy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very nice. How's it going there?
It's going well.
We're
slowly going back to normal life, you see.
Yeah, thank God. Well, congratulations on everything you're doing. And Solo is your latest. Tell us all about, I'm going to take you back right from the beginning. Tell us all about, you know, your music and what you're working on now. I know you just released an acoustic version, right?
Exactly. So you're very updated. Solo, it's my very first solo release. Because before that, I did Follow Me, but it was a duet that I recorded with my father. And you know, when you do a solo performance, a solo project, it's very different, no? And it's kind of like a new experience, even if you're still making music. Solo, it's out probably now since September, and now we just released an acoustic version, and I'm very happy of that version because that's how the song was born a couple of years ago. I said, maybe today I should talk about this theme that it's very close to myself, that it's a fragile aspect of my character, that is the loneliness. In fact, the title of the song, Solo, in Italian means alone. Because, I mean, why I decided to talk about that? Probably because since I was a little boy, I used to see my father leaving home for work. And even if, you know, even if you perfectly know that he's doing that for the good of your family, of everyone, no? Because it's work, and work comes first of everything. For a little child, you know, that would love always to have the parents always together and to spend time with them. So it wasn't very easy, no? And so for me, those were very fragile and delicate moments. And today that I see myself, let's say, kind of in the same role of my father's, these emotions comes up again, and so I see myself like traveling a lot, and most of the time leaving all the people that you love, not home, like family, friends. And I said, I want to talk about this, and so that's how this song came out. And yes, I really hope that people enjoy it, because even if it's a song that could resonate in a more sad way in people, but at the same time there's hope inside. There's not only a message of course, of sadness, but you always ask yourself why you're doing this, no? And if, like, for example, in my case, it's because for the love for music, this is the thing that moves all the everything, no? And so always like keep focused on your passions, on things that you love to do, and that makes you and other people happy. This is the reason even why I decided to make music, no? Because sometimes you think, why am I giving this art to everyone and not just singing by yourself? And I found this answer through the reaction of people when they were meeting my father, for example, no? Or like every artist in general. And you think, like, a person can give so much goodness to so many people. You kind of feel like a sense of duty, no? I mean, I gotta do it, because I mean, it's not fair if I just enjoy that music. I have to share it with everyone.
So what are you working on right now?
I'm working on two singles. They should be out the beginning of New Year, and then waiting for the first album that it's going to be out around, let's say, summer 2022. Very excited. And as you may imagine, it's since, 2 years, maybe a little bit more, that I'm writing and working on this project. So we have lots of songs.
And tell us, who are you working with?
I'm working with lots of composers. And I've been, for example, a few days ago, I was in LA. I worked Stuart Creation. I work with Nolan Sype and names as Toby Gett. Maybe if I tell you, like, all of me, or if I were a boy, very, very great musicians and songwriters. Before, I was used to write music, like I was keeping all the ideas, like, in my phone. I was recording, not really developing all the time. And thanks to my label, Capital, they gave me the opportunity to work with a lot of composers to understand better how to make that part of our job, no, of our work. And I'm really enjoying it so much. And yes, now, like, sometimes I have my sister, no, she says, oh my gosh, Mattel, you have so many songs. Why don't you release all in a day, no? Because I mean, yeah, the feeling is that you'd like to spread the music you create like constantly with people, no? But then there are certain rules to follow. So
yeah.
I mean, just to let you know that I can't wait to release more, and in the next months it's gonna be out.
Can't wait to hear it. And you have the most beautiful voice. When did you realize that you could sing and that you wanted to play music?
So as you can imagine, I was born in a family where music was all day long, every day in our house. And yes, I probably listened to music since I was in my mom's belly, no? Because my father was listening to music, of course. He was practicing singing. At the age of 7 years old, I started to study music, to play the piano. And that's how I had the very first close approach to music. And then I was making music with piano and through the voice at the same time, learning the first songs to accompany myself, singing. So there's not really like a moment where you say, oh, I realize I want to be a singer. You just do it all your life. And then one day it comes an opportunity. You take it because that's what you were like waiting for. And for me, that's been, of course, the duet with my father, Follow Me. Because in those days, let's say my dad received that song from a great big world, great musician, great songwriters. And that song was very pop for my dad's style. But at the same time, it was very beautiful. I remember that first I listened to it, I said, wow, this is a very, very good song. And even if it's a little bit far from my dad, I should try to make a demo, no? Because maybe I could try to convince my dad to let him sing it somehow. Then I did the demo and the label, my dad's label, said, you know what, maybe it would be a great idea to have you and your father singing together as a duet, this song. And I said, I mean, would be amazing, but at the same time, you know how it works in a family. Now you have to discuss with your parents, understand everything if that's the good moment for you, because the parents are always very careful on yourself. And then we said, yeah, we gotta do it because it's a great opportunity. I love to do this, and so that's the moment where I said, okay, probably this is becoming something more than a passion in 2018. Yeah.
What music were you listening to when you were little?
One of my favorite composers were Chopin. And at the same time, being home with my father, we were listening to a lot of opera music, and, you know, like Puccini, Verdi, all these, the greatest composer ever existed. And at the same time, those classical like Sinatra, you know, Whitney Houston. But I was growing up, of course, in a different generation, no? So I was listening as well to, I was going from Queen to Eminem, never been so much into rock, but sometimes I was listening to Muse because there are other, like, for example, artists that they come from classical studies. And I found it very, like, very interesting how they were making their rock music coming from that background. I mean, I've always like appreciated most of the music, but of course I was more focused on opera because I was born with that, and pop at the same time.
What did your dad teach you about feeling music? Do you guys have similar sounds?
He always said to me, success is made by two things. It's given by the technique that everyone can learn, and it's given by the talent that only God can give you. And so to me, I mean, he acts in the same way. He teach me a lot of things, of course, a lot of tricks, a lot of techniques, but at the same time, he thinks that I might have something on the other side as well, but he always says, you'll discover it through people, no? Because if people, of course, will listen to you, we'll ask you to sing. So basically all the suggestions he gives me are mainly more connected to the technique. And then of course, when you perform, to express yourself with your emotions, with your life experiences, you know, it's like music is not very much, it's not like about math. No, it's just about, of course, feeling. There's not like a technique or a suggestion to give.
And you also do some modeling too. And you work with J-Lo. What was that like?
So modeling, yeah, I did something. That's been my very first experience in modeling with guests, because Paul Marciano is a friend of us. And once we were like on a summer holiday, like suddenly he asked me, Matteo, would you do a campaign with us? And I look at him. I mean, we're talking about like, completely other things. And I said, Paul, I mean, look at me. I don't think that I'm the perfect model for your campaign. I mean, I'm not sure I'll be enough good for your campaign. And he said, come on, don't say stupid thing. Think about it and let me know. So even at the time, then he told me, of course, that it was J-Lo doing the campaign as main figure. And I caught the of course, the opportunity once again, because it's been very fun. It's been very nice to meet J-Lo in person. It's been a very beautiful experience. But, you know, modeling, it's something that, of course, then I did something with Bulgari as well as ambassador for watches. It's something that I like to bring parallel to music, but of course, for me, I never thought of modeling as main thing.
Anything else you want to tell us about your music and what's coming before I ask you a bunch of life personal questions?
So, as I was saying before, this project has been a long process because I signed with my label as interpreter, basically. And I ended up doing a lot of writing sessions with lots of composers. And I'm very, very, very happy about this, because when you do songwriting sessions, then when you go record a song or just perform it in front of people, you feel the songs much, much more closer to you, no? Because, of course, being part of the session of writing, you can talk about your feelings, your experiences, your emotions. And then when you have to sing it, you find much more connection, no? To express and to arrive to the soul of people. And so it's been, yeah, it's been great. It's been amazing to realize all these songs. And the first one has been Solo, because I thought that was one of the theme that touched me most in this period. And because even musically speaking, like the melody was very much, let's say, I would say like very much Matteo. Even the other side, that it's more, of course, more happy, more up-tempo. And that's the news that I give in advance, that because the next song, the next single is going to be a little bit more up-tempo. And yes, because even because I think that in this period, people really needs to have even some very positive vibes, no? After this long period where we've been alone by ourselves, even during the performances we just did in LA, you could really feel that people needs to be back all together to enjoy moments together. No, it's not the same thing to have these moments through a camera. No, it's not the same. They can make whatever they want, like technology, to let us feel together, but the contact is the contact. So I'm so excited. I can't wait to release the second single, and I can't wait to perform it with them in person. And so, yeah, I hope you're going to enjoy the second too.
And when do you think that's going to come out?
Let's say beginning of the new year.
I look forward to that.
January.
What's an average day look like when you're not working?
So I'm a very practical person. I like to do lots of work with hands. When you're not working, you try to keep your voice trained. So, of course, singing is part of the day-to-day life. And at the same time, I like to do like manual working. So I'm very into, for example, even like engines. So sometimes I spend time to fix, like I'm very in love with cars. So sometimes I like to spend some time on fixing them, restore. I mean, those are work that needs a lot of time. That's why it's very hard for me to complete one. But, you know, it's when I want to not think about it, not like to relax a little bit and think less of some pressures, or that's a way for me to feel a little bit more free. And also, as you may see from the first video I did of my single, that I shot on the Dolomites, so very natural place. I'm very close to nature. I really like to have walks in the wild, like in the forest. Because that's first of all, because it's very healthy, and because, you know, when you're surrounded just by nature, it helps you to keep your feet on the ground, you know, because sometimes when you travel a lot, you go from one city to another one, from one country to another one, then TV's performance. I mean, everything is amazing, but I think it's very important to always remember from where you come from, you know? And so I like to go back to my countryside place where I was born and where I find my friends. And yeah, I would say that I'm a person that loves to be with people, with friends. So I don't really like to be with people and, yeah, to enjoy moments with friends and everyone.
What's something you never travel without?
I mean, could be very obvious, but of course, I always have my computer and headphones behind, because anytime I need a mix, for example, arrive and you need to check it, I cannot stay there waiting for a place to get headphones or like speakers to listen to it. So for sure, headphones are something that I always keep with me very carefully.
What are some of your favorite comfort foods?
So of course, being Italian, I'll tell you pasta. Pasta for me, it's something that can never miss. And that's the thing that sometimes, I mean, most of the time I suffer when I travel, because it's very hard to find some good places where to get pasta. So our diet when I travel is rice, chicken and salad.
Do you cook?
I like to cook. Yeah, especially in the countryside. I'm more specialized on the first dishes. So pasta, any kind of pasta. My special one is the carbonara, you know, with eggs, Roman cheese and guanciale. But also, like, sometimes I like bread, focaccia bread, pizza.
Wow. Impressive. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. You know, Italians need to have this kind of skills, no?
Yes. It's just innate.
Especially when you have to, how do you say, conquer a girl, you know, you have to be ready for this.
All right, are you single? The whole world wants to know that.
No, it's, I'm dating a person.
What are your favorite shows to binge watch?
I'm more into movies usually, but now we're in the age of series, so of course I'm updated with Netflix, Apple TV, and I'm watching the Netflix series that talks about the journey of the Italian nation that won the Europe Cup this year. So yeah, soccer is another passion that I have a lot. That's another thing that I do during the day. I like to go play soccer with friends, and it's a way of keep myself a little bit, you know, in shape.
What music do you listen to today?
Ed Sheeran album just came out, so always been like a big fan of him. I'm listening like on repeat his album and trying to get his very talented skills that he put in every work he does. So I really love him as artist, as person. He's such a nice person. Yeah.
How are you spending the holidays?
No, I have to be honest. Being a family that travels a lot, most of the time I say that the holidays I prefer are the one I make home. So yes, I really like to enjoy the days at my house with friends, invite them, have dinners, have like movies together. That's the best way for me to have time. I mean, yeah, we've never been like the kind of family that lives for the holiday, because we're lucky of traveling a lot for work. And so when we have some free time, we prefer to stay like home. Usually for us, holidays are always in summer. We like to, we like to cruise a little bit here on the Italian islands, Capraia, Isola d'Elba. Yeah.
That sounds lovely. And what's the best life lesson that you've learned so far, since this is Life Minute?
I don't know. I have to be honest that, of course, one of the most important person in my life, it's been my father, because even if it's been during my childhood, he traveled a lot, but he never let us feel, let's say, alone. Even if he was traveling, he was always, like, most of the time he was present. And even at the beginning of his career, he was saying works comes first, but he's a person that gives a big importance to family. So he didn't want to spend like too long time away. Like, he was doing like maximum 2-3 weeks and then going always back home, because he needed to be with his wife and with us. And so for me, him, it's always been like a very important role in my life. And one of the, let's say, the lines that I always bring with me that he dedicates on a poem he wrote for me. On the last line, I'll tell you in Italian, and I'll try to translate in English then. Salva loro nel regno dell'idea, perché chi ha loro in tasca al mondo in testa. So it means save your treasure. Can I try to translate with Google?
Yeah.
Are words that that are a little bit too complicated. So
that's touching something with me right now, because I'm kind of going through that myself. I have two little boys, and I was just saying it yesterday that, like, I feel like they don't, I have to go away a lot. I'm not always here. My husband's the one that takes them everywhere, you know. I feel just what you're saying. Like, I don't really know if they realize why I have to work and that I'm doing it for them. I'm trying to tell them that, you know. So what you're saying is resonating right now, actually.
I always try to educate my sons, of course, through words as well, but through the practical example, no? Because sometimes, especially kids, when they're like young and they cannot really like understand certain teaching that you give them through words, it works more the example that you do through your day-to-day way of being, like acting, no? And thinking today of this, I mean, I completely agree with what my dad was saying, because when you're like 5, 6 years old, 7, you cannot really like understand exactly some teaching that he may give you through the word, not through the conversation. But the example, the things you do, like practically, those are a little bit, I think, more accessible to kids, no? But of course, when he was home at the same time, for him, the moment at the table, so for lunch and dinner, those were sacred moments, no? Because it's probably even like in Italian culture, no? We give such an important moment when you, during the meal, they were always based on conversation. He always wanted to talk to us, to talk about like 360 degrees, no? About everything. Even if we were little, day by day, you get it somehow. First line is, save gold in the realm of idea. Because who has gold in his head has the world in his pocket. So I don't know if you get it. So it means the real gold, the gold that really is important in your life, is the one that you put in your head, not in your brain, through learning things, through reading, through getting to know always. You always have to be thirsty of knowledge, no? Because only if you have gold here, then you'll have the world in your pocket and you'll have the world with you. Yeah, this is, a teaching that I got from him that I always bring with me very carefully.
That was amazing. Do you want to tell us anything else you think that we might have missed?
As I already said, I really can't wait to share the lots of songs I wrote. Because of COVID, we postponed lots of things. And so the need to share this music with people really grew a lot. And so, I really can't wait to give you all this music.
Oh, we can't wait to hear it, Matteo. So excited to hear it. You're such a beautiful person. Thank you so much. An honor and a pleasure to talk to you.
It's all mine.
I can't wait to see what you do next. Can't wait for your new music.
Yeah, and I hope to see you very soon in person.
Yes, you have to come to the studio when you're in New York. We have a beautiful studio in Times Square, so definitely come by. And we'll, like you said, we'll get rid of the Zoom. Yeah, it's good for this, but it looks better with the beautiful video in person, for sure, the connection.
We'll be there in December, so.
Oh, awesome. Okay. All right. Great. Have a beautiful day.
Bye-bye.
To see more of this interview, visit our website, lifeminute.tv. And don't forget to subscribe to our podcast, Life Minute TV.